You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, growing up, I was like obsessed with Legos. The only present I ever wanted for Christmases and birthdays was always Legos, Legos, Legos. And I built Lego cities and castles and all sorts of things that took up probably like 25% of the living space in my bedroom. And I remember as a kid thinking, like, how cool would it be to go into a building of Legos? And I know I'm not the only one. Now, interestingly, I found in 2009, someone actually did build a livable two-story house out of Lego.
I feel like who Art Ed?
I'm trying to spice it.
Who Art Ed? Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on so many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start. Welcome to Who Arted, where we explore visual arts in an audio medium. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and for this week's Fun Fact Friday minisode, we're going to learn about James May and his Lego house. In 2009, a television presenter from the BBC, a guy by the name of James May, he's known for multiple shows, probably most famous for a show called Top Gear. But in 2009, May gathered about 2,000 volunteers and approximately 3.2 million bricks donated by Lego to create a two-story house out of Legos. He created this for a series on the BBC. It was called James May's Toy Stories. And the house even went so far as it had working plumbing. Like, it had a working shower and toilet. So May actually spent the night in his Lego house, and he made two important discoveries. First, he found out that a Lego bed is not the least bit comfortable. And secondly, he discovered the structure that he had built was not waterproof. Ultimately, for all of its charm and just graphic appeal, as well as just the delightful, like, sort of wish fulfillment childhood fantasy of it all, the Lego house was not fated to be a permanent structure. May and his volunteers built their Lego house on land supplied by a vineyard. And the vineyard allowed them access to it and a wonderful location for building and as a lovely backdrop for the television show. But at a certain point, they needed their land back. The Lego house was getting in the way of their harvest. And at that point, they looked to move the house elsewhere. Unfortunately, it's kind of hard to move a house. It is very, very expensive to move a house. I think estimates were it would cost around $80,000 or in the neighborhood of £50,000 to disassemble, relocate, and reassemble May's house. So their plan to move it to Legoland kind of fell through because of the expense, and May kind of made a last-minute attempt to try to find someone else who could take the structure. I think he even was willing to give it away for free to anyone who could simply foot the bill to move it and have a plot of land to put it onto. But nobody was willing or able to take him up on the offer, and so the two-story Lego house had to come down. And the one bit of good in all of this is, in the end, May and Lego donated all of those bricks, like 3 million bricks, to charity. So James May got to live out his childhood fantasy, build a life-size Lego home for him to be in. He spent the night in there. And then he got to pay it forward. He passed on those bricks to other people in need so that everyone could have a chance to build their vision and live their dreams.
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted. If you found this tolerable, please like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week in the show notes on Twitter at WoodArtEd and on the website WhoArtedPodcast.com.
Podcast done.